Living here means that no one is spared from the suffering, and no one is an exceptional case of not being bombed and not being targeted or not being affected by these circumstances created by the Israeli blockade. My name is Maram Hamid, Al Jazeera English reporter, and between us, life in Gaza is like a daily war. Being a journalist means an internal struggle between your ability to work and at the same time your suffering as someone who's living these circumstances. It's not about only bombing, bombardments, shelling, missiles, rockets. It's the daily struggle of people of how to secure a dignified life and how to overcome the circumstances created by the endless problems of the blockade. The blockade has a strong and direct impact on the life in the Gaza Strip, including the fishing zone, the restrictions on travel movement. People here are fighting to receive the proper treatment, to travel, to secure jobs, and to build families. One of the hardest stories that I reported on last year is a 16-year-old girl battling cancer. Her name is Intrah Al-Madani. She was born with a tumor in her face.
أنا انولدت تحت حصار, كبرت بحصار, مرضت بحصار, ما بلاقي علاج لأنه غزة يعني ما في حد يعني يساعد.
Because of the situation of the Gaza Strip, she can't receive a proper treatment and it's not easy for her to travel. So the tumor grown up more and more in her face. It's just inhuman to see this girl suffering. I met with people who died waiting for these permits to be issued from the Israeli side. So visiting this girl made me feel helpless and very frustrated about the situation, and I feel that I'm drowning in helplessness. The blockade on the Gaza Strip was imposed in 2007 after Hamas came to power. We have people who are born in 2007 and they are born, raised, and they are still living the impact and the consequences of the blockade. I was only 17 years old when the blockade was imposed on the Gaza Strip. I finished my university, I graduated, I got married, and then I have a child, and the situation is still the same. It's really strange for me. It's really like unbelievable to have these generations that didn't witness anything in their lives, only the blockade, the power cut problems, and also the military escalations. If we revised the history of the latest year in Gaza, we could find that every 30 days we have an escalation that lasts for around 2 days of bombings and exchanging fire between the Palestinian factions and Israel. The abnormal became the normal. That people, when they hear the news of there is an escalation or a wave of violence in the West Bank, in Jerusalem, there's settlers' attacks. They could expect an escalation in the Gaza Strip. During Ramadan, there was a targeting near Ad-Durra Hospital, a specialized hospital for children. We met the mothers and the hospital staff, and they described the terrifying moments that they experienced. They were sharing the feeling that no place in the Gaza Strip is safe. No place is safe for children, for the families, even it's a hospital. So for this year, the UN is commemorating the Nakba Day with Palestinians. This day marks the plight of Palestinian people who were kicked out from their original land by Israeli forces. For me, I can say that this is a positive sign. I don't see a fruitful role played by the UN to support the right of return of those refugees living in Gaza and in the neighboring countries. I report about many cases and many repeated conditions in Gaza without any change, without any hope of a near change. I'm trying to make the voice of those voiceless people to be heard, but nothing is changing.